January 10, 1921, the Fiat Mihi of the Most Holy Virgin. God wants a second yes in His will. The Fiat of Louisa. I was concerned about what is written above, and I said to myself, I don't know what Jesus wants from me. Yet, He knows how bad I am, and how good at nothing. And Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, My daughter, remember that years ago I asked you if you wanted to live in my will. And since I wanted you in my will, I wanted you to pronounce your yes in my own volition. This yes was bound to an eternal point, and to a will which will never end. This yes is in the center of my volition, surrounded by infinite immensity. And if it tries to go out, it almost cannot find the way. Therefore, at your little oppositions, at some discontent of yours, I laugh and I amuse myself, because I see you like those people who are bound, by their own will, in the depth of the sea, and wanting to go out, they find nothing but water. And since they are bound in the depth of the sea, they feel the bother of wanting to get out, and in order to remain tranquil and happy, they plunge themselves even more into the depth of the sea. In the same way, in seeing you perplexed, as though wanting to go out, and in seeing that, unable to do it, being bound by your own yes, you plunge yourself even more into the depths of my will, I laugh, and I amuse myself. And then, do you think it is something trivial and easy to move from within my will? You would move an eternal point. And if you knew what it means to move an eternal point, you would tremble with fright. Then he added, I asked the first yes in my fiat of my dear mama, and, oh, the power of her fiat in my will. As soon as the divine fiat met with the fiat of my mama, the two became one. My fiat raised her, divinized her, overshadowed her, and with no human intervention, conceived me, the Son of God. Only in my fiat could she conceive me. My fiat communicated to her immensity, infinity, fecundity, in a divine manner, and therefore the immense eternal infinite one could be conceived in her. As soon as she said, Fiat Mihi, not only did she take possession of me, but she overshadowed all creatures and all created things. She felt within herself the life of all creatures, and from that moment she began to act as the mother and queen of all. How many portents does this yes of my mama not contain? If I wanted to tell them all, you would never stop listening. Now, I asked a second yes in my will of you, and you, though trembling, pronounced it. This yes in my volition will accomplish its portents, it will have its divine fulfillment. You, follow me, plunge yourself more deeply into the immense sea of my will, and I will take care of everything. My mama did not think about how I would manage to incarnate myself in her. She just said, Fiat Mihi, and I took care of how to be incarnated. So you will do.